left of yesterday, we were in the riddle in the Torah. In three cases, the Torah brought down Sarek Ramon Pula and Sarek Sarek Kevitharesa. And in three cases, he didn't. The three other cases of Shulvada, which is not our discussion today. So in case 1, 2, and 4, the Torah Paskin, A, Sarek Ramon Pula, and B, Sarek Sarek. And in cases 2, 6, and 9, Paskin Sarek Ramon Pula, but he didn't make the Sarek. I don't know where that is. Where is that? Oh? 3, 6, and I apologize. I want to say a very, very tikva zach. The tikva zach that I'm going to say is dependent on another Hoshek Kotorah that we started after Testament Alfred, and we'll tie it all together with Shotorah and Fatmas. And then we'll say the name of Aramid. There's a fundamental difference. This common discourse is how to say this, okay? There's a fundamental difference between cases 1, 2, 4, and 3, 6, and 9. First of all, I want to say the Val Bata Shefelek. In cases 1, 2, and 4, there's a suffix whether or not Chometz went into the house. Case number 1, was Chometz or the Matzah. Case number 2, perhaps the Chometz went to the Chometz, the Matzah went to the Matzah. Case number 4, Suffolk or Suffolk there. So in those cases, first of all, perhaps I'm going to go on the cooler if he did it. Saints, if he didn't do it, there's a sex circle. Why? Because there's a fundamental Suffolk of whether there's a Chiyav or not. It means like this. I'll be Mazbar now about the Chometz. I have a Suffolk where the Matzah went in or the Chometz went in. So what's a sex circle? Even on the Tzad, the Chometz went in. Maybe there's what? Maybe 8. Now, on the tzad the chometz went in, on the tzad the chometz went in, the chiyuv on the house is going to be a chiyuv vader, it's going to be a chiyuv suffolk. It can never be more than a chiyuv suffolk, correct? Because in a best case scenario, in other words like this, watch what I'm going to say now. When you have a suffolk chometz matzah, there's no tzad that there's a vader chiyuv on this house. When I say there's no tzad, I don't mean to say that there's no. Before all, this house, there's no tzad that there's a vader chiyuv in this house, because in a best case scenario, the best that could be is that either chometz went in or matzah went in. So when I say there's no tzad chiyuv, I don't mean to say there's no tzad of the suffolk. Obviously on the tzad the chometz went in, there's a chiyuv. But practically speaking, there's no tzad of the two sfeikas which says there's a vader chiyuv on the house, because there's two maybes. There's a maybe that what? That was matzah, in which case no chiyuv. Maybe no chometz. So in a situation where I have a tzad, maybe tzad of chometz, there is no tzad that there's a vader chiyuv on the house. No, there's a suffix. Is the house chayav or not? Correct. And the tzad won't come in. In cases 3, 6, and 9, I want to talk about case 6, for example, okay? I'm going to say a very, very deep of heart. What was case 6? Case 6 was Bodak Ba'ashkach. That means like this. Chometz went in. And I found something. I don't know if what I found is thing or not. Is this the chometz or not the chometz, right? So watch. One side is chometz went in, and I found it. The other side is the chometz went in, and I didn't find it, right? Now, there is a possibility that this house has a vader chiyuv, correct? What's the possibility that it has a vader chiyuv? If chometz, because chometz went in for sure. So chometz went in for sure, correct? Now, let me take this. In a case where I have a suffix whether chometz went in or not, this house doesn't have a vader chiyuv. Never had. Because there never was a vader as the chometz went in. Case 1, the devil's about all someone's winning. Case 2, the devil's about all someone's winning. Case 3, the devil's. Case 4, excuse me, the devil's about to win. I want to talk about case 6. Case 6 is the Chometz went into the house. Now, Shalom, did the Chometz leave or not? So, my suffix is there a Vada Chiyev? Well, the Vada Chiyev left. There was a Vada Chiyev for sure, if everyone agrees. In a case of 1, 2, and 4, in a case of 1, 2, and 4, there's a suffix of whether the house ever had a chiyuv. So what is the suffix? Did this house ever become chayiv? In case 3, 6, and 9, the house for sure got a chiyuv. The suffix is, did the chiyuv go away or not? Senator Boucher, in a case we have a suffix of whether chometz went into the house or not, this is not a house that I can ever call the Matavadachiyah, because the fundamentals are the suffix. In cases six, for example, the nature of the suffix is there was a Vadachiyah, and the shayla was, did the Vadachiyah stay or not? But there was for sure a Vadachiyah. The shayla is, did the Vadachiyah go away? So on the tzad that this is not the chometz that was here, on the tzad that what I found is not the chometz that went in, there's a Vadachiyah, not a suffix here. I mean, in a case where I have a suffix of matzah and chometz, even on the tzad that maybe chometz went in, it's never going to be more than a maybe chiyuv, because the situation, the scenario is either chometz or matzah, it's 50-50. So I'll say, maybe it was chometz. Okay, so maybe it was chometz, but it's never more than a maybe. On the tzad that chometz vadeh went in, and there's a maybe that it wasn't what you found, on that tzad of maybe, this house had a vadeh chiyuv. I want to stop right there and put that, frame that. So in a case, I'm saying a very, very tikkun sacha, I'll repeat it again. In a case where the suffix is to begin with, did chometz go into the house? This house, there's no tzad in the world that it had a vadeh chiyuv. Practically speaking, a house that had a suffix, whether chometz went in or not, I don't have a suffix whether it was a chayv or not. I don't have a tzad whether it's a vadeh chiyuv or not a vadeh chiyuv. This is something whether it has a vadeh chiyuv or not. In the case of chometz vadeh went in, so for sure there was a chiyuv. Now there's a suffix, did the chometz, did the chiyuv go away or not? So on the tzad that ashkach, that what I found is what went in, the chiyuv went away. On the tzad that it wasn't, so then there was a full-scale vadeh chiyuv that stayed. So what's my suffix? What's the nature of my suffix? The nature of my suffix is, did the vadeh chiyuv stay or not? One side is no, and the other side is no, the vadeh chiyuv stayed, but there for sure was a sibur for vadeh chiyuv. And the tzad, watch what I'm saying, I think before, on the tzad, tzad le'isser is that there is a vadechiyav. When I have a suffix where the chometz and matzah went in, there never was a vadechiyav. There never was a vadechiyav. There's a suffix here. In the case of chometz vadeh went in, so the house for sure had a vadechiyav. Now the question is, did the vadechiyav stay, or the vadechiyav didn't stay? But there for sure was a vadechiyav. I want to stop there. Does everyone accept that? Yeah. Slowly. If that's the case, so we're going to go now a step further. In cases 1, 2, and 4, where what characterizes it is the suffix whether or not chometz came into the house or not. So the house never had a vadechiyav. Then it was a vadechiyav. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Since the house never had a vadechiyav, so what is the suffix? The suffix is, did the house have a chiyav? Did the house have a chiyav? And that we have a six acre. Did the house have a chiyav? And Satan's, maybe it ate it. So I'm going to say it all like this. Where did the house get a chiyav? Even it! Which can never be a padachiyah because it's a fundamental topic. Even if it did, maybe it did. That's a classic shaykh. By the way, that wears both hats that I said yesterday. I'm not going to go with the Ruki Vegar. It wears the hat of classic shaykh. It also wears the hat of Sufik Moitzmi Day Sufik. With the Sufik Arbago. That's beautiful. In case 6, we're going to use 6 as a mushal, and then I'll expand. In case 6, the Vade was a chiyah here. What is the Sufik? The Sufik is, did the Vadechiyav go away or not? But on the tzad that it didn't go away, there was a Vadechiyav here. Said Rav Asher, that's enough for Ein Sofik Moed Tzmidei Vadeh. That's enough for Ein Sofik Moed Tzmidei Vadeh. That's enough for, that's cool. So what are you telling me now? Watch. Chometz for sure went in. Now the Sofik, the Vadechiyav. Now the Sofik, did the Vadechiyav stay or not stay? And even on the tzad that it did stay. Now watch. On the tzad that it did stay, there was a Vadechiyav. So you can't go say, and even on the tzad that the chiyuv stayed, maybe it ate it. That's called Ein Sofik Vadeh. That's very nice. Now this is a major expansion of what I need to have Ein Sofik Vadeh. This is a major expansion of what it means to say Ein Sofik Vadeh. I'm going to explain this in comma by comma if I don't watch. First of all, this is a major expansion. It means what I'm saying is that to be called a Vadeh, I don't have to have befoiled that there was a Vadechiyav, because there was no Vadechiyav, because maybe this is the chometz that I found. It's enough for Ein Sofik Moed Tzmidei Vadeh that the tzad that I want to activate the six vekah is a Vadechiyav. It means again, when I have a Sofik where the chometz and matzah went in, this house doesn't have a tzad that it had a Vadechiyav. The most a house that had a Teshin Dvorah is that it could be a Sofikiyav. It can't be more than a Vadechiyav, correct? There's no scenario that it's a Vadechiyav, because there's a Sofik walking in. So a Vadechiyav it can never be. Since it can never be a Vadechiyav, so Sai on this side, Sai on that side, on the Tzadeh HaSofik, I say Svek Svek with the two hats that I said yesterday. In the case number 6, and I want to focus only on 6 now. In case number 6, Yeah, for sure it wasn't a chayiv. So what is the nature of the sofer? Did the vadechiv stay or not? But there is a tzad, practically speaking, that there is a vadechiv here. Good. What? Correct, I'll get to that. I'll explain everything soon. So, but you hear the chelik? In case one, where there's a sofer weather in, this house can never have a vadechiv. In the case where I have a sofer weather in, this house could have a vadechiv. And the nature of the sofer is there a vadechiv or there's a sofer here? Okay? Slowly. I'll go slowly, okay? Well, is there a vadechiv or not? Since the tzad that you're activating the sfeik is on the tzad that is a vadechiv, that's also called itself over to the vadechiv. So in the case 1, 2, and 4, where the suffix is, where the chomets went in, so the suffix is this house have a vadechiv or not? And that has a sfeik. The suffix is, in the best case scenario, it can't be more than a suffix. In case 6, it could be a vadechiv. Because there was a Vadechiv before here for sure, Chometz went in. The suffix is whether or not it was an Ashkach or not. And the sixth fake is on the tzad that it was Loy Ashkach, but you didn't find it. And the tzad is Loy Ashkach, there's a Vadechiv, it's not a suffix. That's beautiful. Now I want to discuss a few things that the Gadol of Max said. So that's six. That's why in six he couldn't activate six fake because of Eitzav Ruj Nevadeh, by the way. You can't activate either pshat, not the pshat of sex figure, because it's always about it. You can't activate something with about it, because it's always about it. Everyone's about to answer. And that's called about it. I want to say a few things. In order for such a pshat to get off the ground, we'll talk about case six, okay? Six is a beautiful case. Chometz went in, Nishal, did you find it or not? And the subject is, did the vadechiv end, or the vadechiv didn't end? On the side that the vadechiv didn't end, so there's a vadechiv. How the sex fake is operating on which side? On the side that it ended or didn't end? On the side that it didn't end? On that side, there was a vadechiv once in this house. Now, shaking in the cases of 1, 2, and 4, there never was a vadechiv. Okay. Now, a few things. We spoke on the first day of the Sukhi of Ein Sof Ozi Vada, we brought down Boch Besser Sherem Chaim. And Ein Sof Ozi Vada means that we don't clear sake as well. We don't clear sake. So, Ein Sof Ozi Vada is a vada. If that's the shot, then there are two reasons why this shot won't get off the ground. Before we get to what you said, I have a much simpler reason. Well, in case six, what are we saying? We're saying in case six, you can't say Svek Sveker because you're activating the suffix of Ne'er Machaltia on the tzad that you didn't find it. On the tzad that you didn't find it, this house had a vadechiv, correct? Svek Chakash, okay, ain't somebody to say vadechiv? So then how do you say suffix of Bon Lekula? We say, if you did better, we say suffix of Bon Lekula. What do you mean? You have a tzad over here that is a vadechiv. The same way you can't activate the second suffix, correct? Because you're telling me that we have a suffix whether ashkach or not. And you tell me that on the tzad of ashkach, so how can you activate the mechati and say suffix of malakul? Although ain't suffix of the vadechiv means it's those figures b'chal. So basically, more to kakasha. Why on the derisal level didn't the Torah bring down the dinner suffix figure? So we're saying, because this is also called ain't suffix of the vadechiv. I'll explain some more why. Pekakasha and Andar Bondikalava, what do you say? Sarikamalakula. We don't say about this at the time, we don't play Svekas. So if such a scenario where there was Vade Chometz there, and I have a shadow whether the Chometz went away, that's called a Vade. Because you're operating on the tzad that you didn't find it. So then, what is Sarikamalakula? There's no Suffolk here. There's no Suffolk here. Hello, there's no Chalei Suffolk over here. But Makam Avada, we don't say a Suffolk. So now, Zevadi, naming on that the Chometz came in and there was Loy Ashkach and you didn't find it, so how can you go say Sarikamalakula and Nemach Altia? How can you do such a thing? How can you say something about I made a mistake? Time out. I made a choice. The suffix not on the name of Chotia. I apologize. Okay. What I want to say is, okay, take that and delete that, okay? I made a mistake in Chotia. Fine. What I want to talk about is what Mike said. In fact, Mike, I'm worried that you're shy. Frank Mike, I understand. That's called Ein Sof Ozi Vada. Mice, it's a suffix, if I understand what you used. Mice, but jace.com. So here it's totally under Chaim and the way you said, Vazbur is Vore. Here we say, Tifa Vort. According to Chaim, who said, Ein Sof Ozi Vada means we don't class figures. Right? We don't class figures, why not? It's a Vada. We don't even think of all the possibilities. When there's a Vada, we don't clear. It's Vada Temple. We don't even class figures, we make this. You don't clear a suffix. So if that's true, then Avada agree with Mike Saharov. Very hard to come along and say, ain't so much that Avada means, hey, we don't clear a suffix. Why not? There's no Vada here. is a practicosophic whether the comet is here or not, correct? So practically speaking, you have a sophic whether the comet is here or not, 50-50, right? Why can't I go look at any machotir? Why? Because I have a practical vada that says the comet is there. You don't have a vada that says the comet is there, practically speaking. See, if Reb Chaim was right, it ain't something which the vada was what Bokhara said. It ain't something which the vada is a vada. Which means that when Mokum I have a certain vada situation, I don't declare that there was a change. But over here, there's a reason to believe there's a change. I'm starting to convince somebody to say Vaday is a Vaday. You have a Vaday situation. Mechatesi, example. You had Vaday Tevel, the guy died. Ain't somebody to Vaday, why should I clear? That was the word. Why should I clear? Why do I clear? Say, so when there's a Vaday, you care why you clear. Over here, you don't have a Vaday in front of you. You don't have a Vaday in front of you. Over here, there's a what you called. Over here, what do you have over here in front of you? You have over here in front of you a Sophic. Is there a Sophic? Practically speaking, like Mike said, I have a Sophic. Is there a Sophic in this house or not? So now, I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So I can clear all types of things. Maybe it was eaten, maybe not. I'm in a state of Sophic. The word is that, what's the teeth cutter of Reb Chaim? In a state of Vada, I don't clear Sophic. In a state of Sophic, I could clear Sophic. This is a state of Sophic. Somebody says it's not a state of Sophic. So if Mishad of Eitzah Boitzi Vada is like Reb Chaim said, Shem Bokhra, then in a state of Vada, I don't clear Sophic. That's when it's a state of Vada. This house is not in a state of Vada. This house has a Sophic, whether or not this comes in the house or not. Ashkach, halay Ashkach, correct? That's the full noise. So this whole word that I said has no meaning without a bluff. I get it, who cares? This is not a state of Vade, there's no Vade Chomets over there. So once we're clearing, I'll say in a different Nusach, it's always Vade because you don't clear Sveikas. Well, maybe you have Sveikas. So once you're clearing Sveikas, clear more Sveikas. Well, that's the word of Chaim. The word of Chaim is we don't clear Sveikas until that reason. But over here you don't have a Vade. So clear this way, clear all the Sveikas. That's the full word. That doesn't make sense what I said, but it has no meaning. We said a different shot. First of all, we brought many riots against Reb Chaim. What was the main riot brought against Reb Chaim? Tais is a fool, and he says, well, the chilek between kula and chomer, remember? Tais has a tzad, we only say a kula, not a kula. We brought a riot from there, that the dinner is always a vada, not a vada, we don't clear a sveik, as Reb Chaim said. What is a vada in her raw and psak? We're not going to go ahead and clear a sofik to undo a vada chiyot. Now, I want to explain what that is a little more, because back then I didn't explain it properly. What does that mean? Is that a first cousin of Reb Chaim? No, it's not a first cousin of Reb Chaim at all. Reb Chaim said a vort in the procedure of making a suffix. If you don't have a reason to make a suffix, don't make a suffix. You have a situation, it's about there, leave it the way it is, until known otherwise. Okay? This pshat is a different pshat. This pshat is a pshat in Hilchos Hachro. A suffix is not enough to go undo a vade. You hear a teeth cut? A suffix is not enough to mean like this. When there's a vade chiyuv, a suffix is not enough to go undo, to be machuya against the vade. If that's the pshat, instead of Bosha, very, very tief azach. For that, I don't care about Mike's question that practically there's a Sophic here. Then I have to go down up what was the study in a Sophic. And here Rosh is like this. If it's a part I'm reading on this, if it's like Reb Chaim, that the Mekoyim Vada, I don't clear Sveikas, over here it's not a Vada. Clear Sveikas, you're anyway clearing Sveikas. So clear. Once we opened up the door, that it's not a Vada situation, so I clear all the Sveikas. But if the part's a part, that the makom with is a vade chiyuv, not a word of mitzias. Do I declare that there was a change? If the father of Chaim is, why do you declare sveikus? If I don't have a reason to take on those change, don't take on those change. Well, here you have a reason to take on those change because it's not clear whether this chometz. There's no vade situation. There's no vade chometz in the house. There's no vade that the house is chayav bedika. You have a sofik. That's your sofik. So clear. The interest is different word in Gratz. It's important to hufas hachra. That we don't use a sofik to be oiker a chiyuv vade. You hear the word is? It's not a word of, it's a word of ain't sophic might see me de vaday. It's not a word that I don't clear a sophic. If it's a yisoy that when there's a vaday, I don't clear a sophic, over here it's not a vaday, over here it's a sophic. But if it's a yisoy that I don't use a sophic to undo a chiyuv vaday, what I just said, watch. Here's where the chilek that I said earlier kicks in. Watch. In case 1, 2, and 4, I'm not using the sophic to undo a chiyuv vaday. Because there never was a chiyuv vaday here. There's no chiyuv vaday here. So I'm never using the sophic to undo a chiyuv vaday, because in case 1, 2, and 4, when I have a sophic, whether or not chometz came in, there can never be a chiyuv vaday. This house never had a chiyuv vaday. This house never had a chiyuv vaday. This house never had a chiyuv vaday. The Baal Peh has never a chiyuv vaday, so even on the tzad that there is chometz over there, it's not a chiyuv vaday, it's a chiyuv sophic. The house can't have a chiyuv vaday, because I don't know if chometz came in. I have a sophic. So here, there's a second sophic over here. Maybe the Eidish will tell me the sophic's coming to undo a chiyuv vaday. No. Because even on the tzad that chometz went in, it's only a tzad that chometz went in. But even on the tzad that chometz went in, the house never had a chiyuv vaday. So I say, maybe chometz in matzah. And even on the tzad that chometz went in, there's a sophic. That's not called the sophic's undoing a vaday chiyuv. Listen to the tefach. But in case 6, listen to the beauty. Chometz vaday went in. So what's my sophic? My suffix is, does the house have a vadechiv or not? In the case of 1, 2, and 4, the house never had a vadechiv, it never can have a vadechiv. The most it could have is a suffixiv. If it could have a suffixiv, a suffix is waiting to be day suffix. Hashem came by case 6, the suffix is there a vadechiv or not? On the tzad that there's a vadechiv, you can't go say a suffix. Hey, suffix waits to be a vadechiv. That's a different word. So according to Reb Chaim, that he saw it, I'm saying a deep apart. According to Reb Chaim, that he saw it, Eitzah Mitzvah Vada is, that I'm mocking when I know what's going on, I don't declare otherwise. So that's not true over here. Over here you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. You're in a state of unknowns. But if he saw it, Eitzah Mitzvah Vada is that a Sophic can go get rid of a Vada Chiyuv. So then you have to check every time, what is the Sophic? If the Sophic is the matzah chametz between this house in a maximal state, you have, it can't have more than a chiyuv suffix. Seriously, I'm not coming out. The suffix is never going to be mighty from a state of chiyuv vaday. It's been mighty from, at best, a case of suffix. But in the case where there was a chiyuv vaday, and the suffix is there still a chiyuv vaday? So where's your suffix maker? And on the tzad that there's a chiyuv vaday. No. Your suffix kicking in on the tzad that there's a chiyuv vaday. On the tzad that there's a chiyuv vaday, a suffix can't work. On the tzad that there's a chiyuv vaday, your suffix can't work. Now all this is only true in the new understanding of Ein Suffix Mitzvah Divadei, that a suffix can't be oikar avadei chiyuv, which is a halacha word, not a word in clearing sefikas. It's a halacha word. So if those, now, memelo, in case 6, the suffix is operating, where am I using the suffix to operate? On which side of the suffix? I'm using the suffix of Achotia to operate on the tzad that there's a avadei chiyuv still. If a zoi vait that is a vadechiv, a suffix can't take out a vadechiv. So what do you tell me? And on the tzad that I didn't find the chametz, suffix is going to help. No, on the tzad that you didn't find the chametz, there's a vadechiv. A vadechiv, a suffix can't be oikar. Ah, you'll tell me effectively, Mike, but the matzav is a suffix. That's like Reb Chaim. According to Reb Chaim, that in a matzav of vada, I don't clarify this. This is not a matzav of vada. You can stand on your head, by the way. It's not a matzav of vada. So if I had to redo what I'm saying, I would say is that the chiddush that we say is always a vaday, even though the situation is not an absolute vaday, but the tzad that the suffix is operating on is a vaday. That word, that even though the situation is not a vaday, that the tzad that the suffix is operating is against a vaday, that's only true if Ein Suffix is a vaday, means I can't change the din of a vaday. But if he says that in a matzav of a vaday, I can't declare because this is not a matzav of a vaday. But if he says it is, this is the chiddush of the Moshe. If the aside is that a suffix can't be oiker, a din of vaday, then hagam that the etzim situation is not a vaday, but the tzad that the suffix is operating on is a tzad of vaday. That's enough for Ein Suffix Mitzvah Divadei vaday, as if avoid. As opposed to the case of 1, 2, and 4, there can never be a chiyuv vaday, because to begin with, I don't know what's going on. That's moritic. Well, we'll get to a second. Suffix de Malakula, like he said correctly, you have a suffix over here whether you found it or not. Suffix de Malakula, why not? But on the etzim suffix of whether Ashkaf and the Ashkaf, we say Suffix de Malakula, the guy did it, why not? Pause this. That's the teretz on case 6, and all this only makes sense like the new Havana in Ein Suffix Mitzvah Divadei Vaday. But all the Havana doesn't make any sense at all, by the way, because I don't care about the tzad. I care about the oracle. But if it's a yisoid that I can't change the din, then I have to look at which side it is. No, it's a tifa of art. Case 9 is the same thing. What was the case of case 9? We don't learn inside. Cases I put chametz in one corner. I found it in the next corner. It's the same thing as Ashkaf, by the way. Do I say that it's the same chametz or not? There too. What's your suffix? Your suffix is, did the chiyuv vaday that there was, did the chiyuv vaday stay or did the chiyuv vaday not stay? That's the shalom. Same thing. It's on the tzad that it was not the same chametz. There's a chiyuv vaday. Apazoi vayt that there's a chiyuv vaday. You're saying a shocking zach. In some way, to get a vaday, it could be even a situation where there's no vaday lemaisa, but you're operating on the tzad that there was a chiyuv vaday. Hashem came in case 1, 2, and 4, there never was a chiyuv vaday. They both saw them of the suffix. That's not in the roys. That's pachat pachodim. That's only like the new understanding of Ein Suffix Mitzvah Divadei. One second. Now we get to case 3. In 3, the house collapses. What's case 3? And two houses. The achra took in what? Chametz to one house for sure. One house now. So there the suffix is. Was there a chiyuv vaday now, correct? And there the Torah passes on the Malakula. He doesn't bring down the Sfeik Seker. He doesn't bring down the Sfeik Seker. Why not? But that's what he means, though. It's a pashas. What is it in case three? Why is it
He
says... He does, he says... He says, tell me no blanco. He says, tell me no blanco. I'm sorry, one second. There's two rounds of hummus, also achro, chokol, and nichas. Also chafnea, bias. Well, not that case. Oh, here. See, reference from the Sivatim Dupas, Achor, Sakur, Lady, and I mean, I have Alice, Nicholas, and Jolden Bechel, etc. This is a force. In Bitly. Why in Bitly? So I come up with it. This is a force. Right? It's a force. He says, in Bitly, why is it in Bitly or not? It's something to walk with, that's what he means. So he says exactly what he says in case, he says in all the other cases, tell you what they're doing. He answers the word something to walk with. He says, tell you what he's a Bitly or not. No, that's the case where it's echo. You're mixing up. Come at the end. You're making a confusion. That's the case where it's all of al-chaveri. And it's called the steer of basachas. That's called basachas. But in the case where it's not basachas, why we make all? Finish off. Right? What happened to sex echo? In that case, in the last case, where they came separately. That's it. So what are you talking about over there? There's no matter here. Seder Bosher over here, not obvious there. It's the reverse of the Magen Mishnah. Let's try the reverse of the Magen Mishnah. The reverse of the Magen Mishnah. Over here is a very interesting case. Over here there were two houses. And the suffix was that the mouse went into one of two houses. That's the shtel of the suffix, correct? So what is the suffix? There was a vadai penetration to one of the houses, correct? So since the event was went to one of the houses, so what is the suffix? The suffix is, which house was the one that the chametz went into? Agree, Soli? Which house was the one that the chametz went into? So watch. Chametz for sure went into a house. The suffix is, which house are you? So let's see. One side is your mother, because you're not the one that went into. The other side is that you're the one that went into. And the side that you're the one that went into, it's a vada or it's a suffix? What? It's a vada, because Chometz went in for sure. That's cool, in some ways it's a vada. Then you'll ask me and say, hey, wait a minute, that's a bluff. I'll take each house for itself. The answer is you can't take each house for itself, because the suffix was one suffix on both houses. Now, it's very interesting, isn't it fascinating? The Magid Mishnah said the same story, reverse for Rashi. We had a kash over here, like Rashi, why do we say something to one Lakula? What happened to the Magid Mishnah's din? So what do we answer? He said that since we're looking at both houses at once, I can't give you a chiyavada because the one house of Shura didn't go in. The Torah flipped the story the other way around. The Torah said that since the Vade went into one house, and I have to look at both houses at once, so what's the suffix? The Vade was a house that's Vade Chayiv. Which house? I mean, in case one, there was never a house that was Vade Chayiv. In case two, there never was a house that was Vade Chayiv. In case four, there never was a house of Vade Chayiv. In case three, there was a house that was Vade Chayiv. I don't tell me there was another house that wasn't. Say it, but the suffix is, which house are you? So what's the suffix now? One side is that you're not the house that I went in. And the other side is you are the house that I went in. But on the side that you're the house that I went in, you have a Vade Chayiv because Chometz for sure went in. So then I can't say, oh, maybe there's something named Acholtia. That ain't something with the Vade. So you'll tell me what I mean. Look at each house separately. Take one house. Say, did Chometz come in or not? The answer is, now here's the big hiddish. So what type of scam is that? Each house separately is not like that. Take each house separately. Say, this house. Suffolk, where the Chometz went in and out. That's like Suffolk Gold, no? That's like Suffolk Gold. The answer is, no, it's not true. I look at both houses together. I mean, Valdeh, I look at both houses together. So the Suffolk is, which house has the Vade Chayiv? It's not even a very special for them. The Suffolk is, which house has the Vade Chayiv? One side is, not me. The other side is, I'm the guy. But on the side that I'm the guy, I had Vade Chometz come in. It's not like case one where it's a Suffolk Chometz and Matzah. It's not like case two where I don't know if Chometz went in. It's not like case four. On the side that I'm that guy, I have a Vade Chayiv because Chometz Vade came in. Now the word is, you can tell we separate the two houses and that up each for itself. And then each one's like a Suffolk Gold. The answer is, no, here's the clinch. He thought the nature of the Suffolk was that a guy had two houses and one mouse took into one of the houses. The Suffolk is, not are you chayiv or not. The suffix is which one's the vade? Vibal, that's the shtel of the suffix. It's vade. Also over here we say it's always the vade. Now this is a great example, by the way, of where a chayiv shot doesn't make sense. What do you get done for your own clever? Isn't the beauty? I remember when I was a bocher shteling on this. What do you say, Rabbi? I'm over here. You have one house not. You tell me, oh, we don't clear seikus. Why not? You have one house that doesn't have, for sure. By the way, the same way there's one house that has, for sure, there's also one house that for sure doesn't have. This one has for sure doesn't have, by the way, this is, by the way, on a certain level, the weakest suffix. By the way, who says the Magnificent says the Magnificent says for sure doesn't have, by the way, out of all the snakes, case three is fascinating. In all the other cases, there wasn't for sure a house that didn't have. This case is a case where it's very powerful because it's for sure a house that also doesn't have. So on one hand, it's the worst suffix out of all of them, you know that? In all the other cases, there was something that went in. Over here, there's a house that finally nothing went into. So when you talk about Chaim, we don't cross fingers over here. It's a father, what a father? My house is a father. You don't cross fingers on it, it's just a cup. But if the Yisrael Advarim is this new teeth of shot that we don't use a suffix to uproot a chia vaday, so then you have to check on which side of the suffix are you operating on. You're right, there's a suffix of are you the vaday chia vaday, but the side that you are is your vaday chia, because there was for sure bread, chomets that went into a house. The shah says, are you that house or not? But if I say that I am that house, then my house has a vaday chia. In cases 1, 2, and 4, there never was a vada chiyuv. It's nifl moed mamash lamita shel Torah, and that answers all the Torahs. That we have a mega expansion of when I activate ein tzomim devad. That means, by the way, I'm gonna step back and say again. Take a step back from what I said. It means ein tzomim devad. That doesn't mean there was a vada there. In all these cases, there's no vada. In all these cases, there's no vada. In all these cases, there's no vada. There's no vada. There's no vada here. Shocking. In none of these cases, is there a vada. The answer is that in some ways the vada doesn't mean because there's a vada. In some ways the vada means that a suffix can't go ahead and be oikar a chiyah vada, and you have to check what was the tzad that the suffix was operating against. In cases 3, 6, and 9, it was operating against a chiyah vada. That's enough to be called in some ways the vada because a suffix can't be oikar a chiyah vada. Obviously, Reb Chaim, it doesn't make any sense at all. And have a wonderful summer, all of you. Maybe I'll say a short zach in Tisha B'Av. Is that okay? The Mordek of Gomorrah in Ksubis, that's some of something I've heard about the time. You think it's only Gomorrah in Ksubis, I know? No, they become this nice, so it's a bit. Seder, there's another Gomorrah. Gomorrah says, Hamalim Einov Min Hatztoka. Somebody who doesn't give tzedakah is like he's Ovid Ovid Azar. The Gemara learns out because it says, B'nei Belial, disgusting people, B'Avid Azar. It says in Parshas Behar that if you're not going to give tzedakah to Achich Ha'evim, you're B'nei Belial by Shemita. So Belial, Belial, by the way, the Lashon of Belial, which means disgusting, Belial means Beli oil. I have no obligation, I have no boss. So tzedakah, Malam, Einav, and tzedakah, somebody who ignores another year. So it's Kilo Mezach. It's a good Avir Zohar. Avir Zohar is intellectual Hashkafazach. So the Maral explains a very deep Azach in a number of places. The Maral explains like this. We say in Davini, Ata Echot, Hashimcha Echot, Umika Amcha Yitzhol Go Echot Boris. Devisht is Echot. What's Echot in a Devisht? It means that there's nothing else. Vavadli, Devisht is one. No other forces, no other agendas. What does it mean? We say in Hampshire, "Mi kam chayisrael goy echad baret." What does that mean? It means the says the moral. Obviously, "Mi kam chayisrael goy echad" is a derivative of "at echad." The Eibush is one, and Yidden, because of that, they're one. Now, what that means is there's many levels to it. The base level is that since every year is a chelak alakayim mal, so we're all part of that one of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Say it. And a more practical level, what that means is that the Eibushter is one. When we unite around that one to do his Ratzon, then we are one. We meet at that Ratzon. We say in Rosh Hashanah, I said it many times. V'yeosu kulam aguda echos lasis ritzoyin chavlev shalom. V'yeosu, it says, you become. It doesn't say v'yasu. Right? It says v'yeosu. Correct? It says v'yeosu. You become. What does that mean, you become? It happens by itself. Because if it's lasis ritzoin chavalei v'sholim, if that's what it is, it's lasis ritzoin chavalei v'sholim, it's ritzoin cha, so then it's, if it's lasis ritzoin chavalei v'sholim, so then it's v'yasa, because it's ritzoin cha. There's only one rotzim in the world, it's atech, there's nothing else besides the Eibushter. Atech, it says the Maral, the pasuk over there by Tztaka says, you'll come along and you'll ignore Achicha HaEvyon. Everyone's your brother. Why is he your brother? Because it's me complex or going to work. It's all one. We're all connected to the Amish. We're all part of the Gosbofen. So obviously, if you're Malam Eno, we're not stalker, even though it's Achicha, obviously he's not your brother. If he's not your brother, so that means you're frigging up, not just the Mika Amchis or Goy Echad Baharas, you're frigging up the Ata Echad. That's Kiyidu Eved Avei Dezari, I guess. It means, when there's Sinas Chinam in Klai Yisrael, and there's a Pirud in Klai Yisrael, so that means the Eberst is not one anymore, because if the Eberst is Echad, that means if there's no other agenda besides the Eberstah, Yishimcha Echad, then it can't be Mika Amchis Echad. So the fact that you and another guy don't get along, the fact that you and another guy don't get along, what that means is that there's other agendas. I mean, you have what to split about. Can you split? There's only one Eberstah, and Yidin is Eberstah. So the fact that are all that you're able to ignore your brother, Achicha, means he's not your brother. He's not your brother. What do you mean? But you're Echad, you're one. Ah, you're not one anymore? So then there's no Ata Echad anymore. That's Chilu. You believe in something else besides the Eberstah. You took the Eberstah and you split him into parts. There's other gods besides Eberstah. Because if there's only one Eberstah, there's only one agenda in the world, then there's only one Klal Yisrael. And that explains the Chumrah of Sinas Chinam. By the way, it's actually destroyed. Because Sinas Chinam, says the Maral in other places, is the unraveling of Klal Yisrael. And the unraveling of Klal Yisrael is the unraveling of Akkadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, it's not Goy Echad Baruch, it's not Ata Echad. And when Yidin are splintered and hate each other and don't get along, so the result of that is that it doesn't look like there's one Eberstah in the world. It looks like there's many Eberstahs, because Yidin is at the Echad. Amalim Eino Minat Zdaka Ki'ilu. So it means there's other gods. Because if there's only one God, there can only be one Klal Yisrael. It can't be separate. Because that's who we are. And that's why Sinas Chinam is a Gevel Hazach. I was talking to the Talmud who was running the Shalom for Shalom, I think, of this child. They're holding, as of last Friday, 2,700 people who signed on the website are making Shalom. So I had a horror. I was thinking about their Shabbos when I was in the Rabbonim conference in Connecticut. I understand. People had a fight for 10 years. I know some of the people and I saw the stories. He sent me it. People didn't talk to their father, mother, brother, sister, friend, partner, cousin, aunt, uncle, Rebbe in high school. I just said over 10 stories that I printed out there. For 10 years. Some of them for 20 years. How could it be that in 1 second they made up? Either you have a fight or you don't have a fight. What does that mean? Everyone's nuts. Everyone's neurotic. 20 years of being angry at a menal because he once spoke publicly about you and you, Miss Charlotte was run over, so that's it. What happened? How is that? I was thinking that the Peshad is because the Etzem Klal Yisrael is Echad. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baruch. That's Metzias. That's our Metzias. That's where Echad. Now the Peshad is, over the years and goals, we got entangled with Sinas Chinam and all types of things. Once a person gets his errors, we go back to our factory settings, which is Echad. That's the only answer that I know to this crazy phenomenon. The stories are not like stories of two guys in fifth grade that are fighting about a quarter who was buying the soda. No, mega battles and mega fights that tore families apart for decades. That! So either everybody's psychiatric, sick in the head. It means it's 2,700 nuts. What? Your bear is like that, Richard. No, it's not. It's not. I know some of the people involved. I know some of the people. It's not. They're not nuts at all. So I say, make car Microsoft, I have some Microsoft. For 10 years you didn't talk to your mother, your father, your aunt, your uncle, your Renal, your Rebbe. And because the guy put an ad in Mishpacha with nice graphics, and then you feel sorry that his daughter got run over, you gave up. So why'd you do it 10 years ago before the guy's daughter got run over? Because the answer is because Be'etzim Klal Yisrael is Goy Echad. Now the word is, you get a Shtickel Service, we get stuck along the way. And then when you get a Shtickel Service, it's that quick that a person goes back. It's very unusual. There's other areas of life where you don't see people like that snap back. It takes all the places takes decades to fix it. This is because that's the Metzius of Klal Yisrael, and that's the lesson for Tisha B'Av, and have a good summer, and thank you for listening this wonderful Zman. See you in El Anila Doidi. I want to know.